Wisconsin, it's finally here. Yuengling, oldest brewery in America, family-owned and operated for six generations, and now officially in Wisconsin. Whether I'm tailgating, watching the game at a sports bar, just kicking back, I'm reaching for a Yuengling. DG Yuengling & Son, Pottsville, PA. Enjoy responsibly.
It's Friday, and that means it's time to check in with GKB President Craig Karmazin.
Has any market been as consistent where they only have one team than Wisconsin? We know Chicago hasn't been.
No.
Fridays with Mo.
Yeah, but until you win a championship, you can't really say that. And they've had one champ.
Chewy, we're going to just create an AI. The AI Chewy can just bring up championship. We don't even need Chewy.
They've had one championship.
What, it's going to be put like a hologram over there?
Yeah.
Craig Karmazin on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is brought to you by Saturn Lounge, your partner for marketing strategy, creative content, and winning campaigns. From websites to video and everything marketing, visit SaturnLounge.com to tell the world your story.
As we wait for Craig Karmazin to join us in studio, want to take a moment to recognize Joshy. What do we need to recognize?
Go, 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 shorty. It's your birthday. We're going to party like it's your birthday.
It's Gabe Neitzel's birthday today, ladies and gentlemen.
Secret squirrel.
Secret squirrel. Big 4-0.
Oh. Halfway there.
Living on a prayer.
Just the baby.
Hey, Craig.
Hi.
Did you know it was Gabe's birthday?
I knew once you said it.
Sort of how that information exchange works, isn't it? Yeah. Gabe, you got big plans for your birthday today?
Some of you people are going to be coming over to the house. You know,
thanks for the invite.
We've got a brisket. Since you didn't invite me to your secret fantasy league that we found out about last week.
That's Pratik.
Shockingly, the same person was also in charge of the invites for my party.
Oh, so he didn't invite me. Where you
probably did it strategically. 40's a big deal, right? I mean, I know you're not a birthday guy. So we didn't make a big deal out of it.
Yeah.
I had a birthday hat at home that I almost brought to wear on the show today. And I was like, you know what? As a gift to Gabe,
I appreciate
it. I won't.
Because you've brought in balloons for me before. You get excited about everybody's birthday.
I love birthdays. Like a child.
We're going to have some fun today, and, you know, that'll be that.
Craig, good to see you.
I know there's one thing that's on everyone's mind that everyone wants to talk about.
Oh, here we go. Give us the old rope-a-dope.
And that is Novak Djokovic's win over Jakob Sinner. Sets up a big finals at the Australian, right? Is that what all Wisconsin sports fans care about
now?
Well, we were watching it on the screens above. I'll say it's a big deal. He's 37 years old, for what it's worth.
And Alcaraz is so fun to watch. The finals will be awesome to watch.
Awesome. Sunday, 3 a.m. Eastern.
Chewy, are you going to watch it?
No. Tennis is terrible now. It used to be so good, they wrecked it.
Wait, why'd they wreck it?
I don't know. It was so good. McEnroe, Connors, Bjorn Borg.
I know what happened.
What?
Chewy doesn't have an American to root for, he doesn't care.
But Bjorn Borg, I think he just hasn't given this a chance because it still is, like, it's not like, a different guy each week. It is, like, big rivalries like it used to be and amazing players who are unbelievable and long rallies. Like, it's better than it was then, Chewy.
Tennis never stayed up with golf. Would you agree?
No, tennis is better than golf now.
Not according to the ratings.
Agreed.
You know?
Not globally, though. Ratings are big in tennis in other countries.
That doesn't matter. Soccer, global. No one cares about soccer. Well, actually,
no one cares
soccer.
About other countries. Even in other countries, they just care about the U.S.
See, Craig, I wasn't going to start where you thought we were going to start.
Oh.
But it is a pretty... I know you won't answer it the way I would answer it, even though you would like to answer it the way I answered it. Were you bothered by what Doc said to the media this week about Joel Embiid being the best basketball player he's ever
most talented?
I mean, I actually, this is the first I'm hearing of it, so I didn't get to hear the actual quote itself. But if you're talking about the adept shooting touch that Joel Embiid has, like, it's almost impossible to argue. The guy's running around on one leg, and he is, like, scoring 37 points in games. So the skill that he's developed from the time he came into the league, you know, in the Jabari Parker draft is pretty incredible.
Okay, here's the thing. We're not asking, is it accurate?
Yeah.
Play the audio for him.
Yeah.
You know, I was telling a very, very, very Hall of Fame player that I coached that he's Joe was the most talented player that I ever coached. And he was like, what? And I was like, he is. You know, it's the things that you guys see and then the things you actually don't see in practice sometimes that he can do, it's incredible.
It's less about, is that accurate? And more about, is it appropriate for what is going on in the Bucks organization currently, where everything feels tenuous? Do we really need Doc Rivers to be saying right now that Joel Embiid is the most talented player he's ever coached when Giannis Antetokounmpo still roams the earth?
Right. And Giannis is obviously a better player than Joel Embiid, and Doc would clearly say that. And right now, if the Bucks post Peter Fagan is retiring as president of the team, or not retiring, is leaving as president of the team, there'll be about 30 comments talking about how Peter's the GOAT and what an incredible job he did getting Fiserv Forum built, leading a championship organization for 12 years. And then there'll be 180 comments saying fire Doc. And so anything that Doc says right now, I mean, the fan base has made a decision that Doc Rivers is a big part of the problem. So I don't think Doc could win. And Doc had a distinguished career as the number one TV analyst for ESPN. Doc is going to be very vocal around the Celtics-Knicks game, February 1st, a game celebrating 75 years of black players in the league. Doc is going to talk. Doc loves to talk, and Doc is really good at it. So I think when you have Doc, you know he's going to talk. And I don't think that's going to change. Like, Doc saying that Joel Embiid's really talented isn't changing anything that's going to happen. So I think it's a bunch of noise.
Okay. So your thoughts on everything that has progressed with the Giannis reports and everything around that this week?
I would be really, really disappointed if a trade happened in the next week. I don't understand why it would happen in the next week. I think if it happened, the reason would be that there would be such a premium, because if the trade happens after this season, whoever acquired Giannis, if there was a Giannis trade, would need to wait to sign him to a max deal. Whereas if they traded for him now, they could sign him sooner than. But I hope Giannis never gets traded and plays his entire career with the Milwaukee Bucks. But if he were to be traded, I wouldn't trade him now when we're hearing all these teams are in love with their rosters and, oh, this guy, I wouldn't give up this guy for Giannis. Like, are you kidding me? Like, the names I'm hearing people say, oh, I wouldn't give up that in a Giannis trade. Like, it's Giannis. Like, so first of all, the Bucks shouldn't. I hope Giannis doesn't want to go. I hope the Bucks don't trade Giannis. But if it gets to that point, my sense is that I have an inside source with the NBA that has told me this, and I shared it with a few insiders yesterday, that 29 teams are going to lose and not win the NBA Finals in June this year.
Womp, womp, womp.
Breaking news. And so 29 teams.
Just so
are,
you know, you had me. For
I know,
a moment.
I did. I saw I you like, actually look up. And so once that happens, all of these teams are going
to
be like, oh, why do we think this guy's untouchable? Why do we think that? It's Giannis. And so to me, doing it now, just because it all feels gross and uncomfortable and yucky right now, it's not the time to do it. Let Giannis get healthy. There's no international basketball this offseason. There is a good chance there's no Bucks playoffs this offseason. This will be the healthiest and most rested that Giannis has been in at least 5 years, but maybe a decade, I think you could argue. So why not get Giannis healthy? Why not get a great first-round pick in this draft coming up? And then reevaluate what this team should do next.
So let's say he's not traded within the next week. Do you think then whether or not he plays for the remainder of the season will depend upon how close they are to the play-in? Is there a possibility you think he just gets shut down for the season because that's what's best for everybody to make sure he gets that rest?
I think what if he plays the rest of the season will likely be a result of what Giannis wants, right? If Giannis is, it's mid-March, and he feels good, and his work ethic and value system and all that says, hey, if I'm healthy, I want to play, then Giannis is going to play. And I think we're just going to have to see what that is. But he's had four injuries in the last 18 months, and I think there's a really good argument that for the Bucks long term, that you know the idea of where the Bucks might be when he returns, it could make sense for him to sit. Now, we just saw the Nuggets – I mean, the Nuggets are winning all these games without Jokic. They won again last night against the Brooklyn Nets. So you never know how a team's going to react. But we saw a great game from Miles Turner last night. But we have not seen this team win games without Giannis.
Craig Karmazin is brought to you by Saturn Lounge. Okay, so I think most people are in agreement with you, Craig, that we would like to see Giannis finish his career in a Milwaukee Bucks uniform. There are very few players who have that distinction. We've talked about it before. What do you think he wants? I know that bottom line, he wants to play on a competitive team. He wants to win another title, right? That is what is driving all of this. But if he doesn't think that the Bucks can get that done, is it your understanding that then he does want to take his talents elsewhere and see if he can win that other title somewhere else? Because I wouldn't begrudge him if that were his decision.
Yeah, I mean, so you asked two things. What does Giannis want? The first thing you asked, I think Giannis wants to win more championships here in Milwaukee.
Yes, that's what I said.
Yeah, and I think that's what he wants. I think I don't think he has any desire to go anywhere else. I think if he did, he would have done that already. Giannis is not someone who's looking to go somewhere to chase something. Giannis wants to stay here and compete for championships every year. He's been really clear in that for the last 13 years.
Right, but sometimes the reality is I want to walk in the Victoria's Secret, whatever, the fashion show, but I'm 5 foot.
Really?
No.
Oh.
Follow the analogy, dude.
Okay.
But I'm 5'4".
I just known you a long time, and I was like, I'm surprised if that's what you want.
My point is, like, sometimes there are things outside of your control that
keep
you from what you
want. I would think Chewy would be more likely to want to walk in the Victoria's Secret fashion show.
I mean, among all of us here, he's the only one who's had a swimsuit shoot, so.
I want to be smart.
Yeah. Chewy,
you
are
smart. You're one click below dumb, buddy. Don't you worry.
So that is, again, where I think, who knows, with all of the assets the Bucks have, who knows with this draft lottery. Right now, the New Orleans Pelicans have the worst record in the NBA. So it doesn't look like the Pelicans will need to use their draft swap that they have with the Milwaukee Bucks, which means the Atlanta Hawks would get their pick, and the Bucks would keep our pick. And that's going to be a really good pick. And I was talking to Thanasis the other day, and I said, you know, the way this lottery goes, this could actually be the highest level player that Giannis has ever played against, you know, from the beginning of their career, right? Obviously, he came in and Chris blossomed into an all-star. He got 2 years of Dame, you know, when Dame was like, you know, a little past peak, but and not totally healthy. So who knows if this could be a top three pick that the Bucks have. The Bucks have other assets that they can turn for other players and picks.
But then they have to tank, right? But then the goal is.
Are you saying this year?
Yes, to improve their lottery.
I do not think there's any part of the Bucks that need to tank. I have watched the Bucks this year, and when Giannis doesn't play, we don't win. So I don't think it's not tanking.
I see what you're saying. You're saying that they're just going to lose. It's not like they're going to try to lose. They just will.
I think they could play really hard. And I don't think right now this team as constructed seems to be winning a lot of games. So I don't think the Bucks need to tank.
Craig, with that real quick, do you think they're going to shut him down for the year?
Again, I don't think Giannis would be unilaterally shut down by the team. I think that is something that he would be part of the process on. And I think we don't know if this is a 6-week injury or an 8-week injury. It's hard for me to believe that, you know, a decision would be reached in late March to say, hey, let's play these next 9 or 10 games or whatever it is if there's nothing to play for. I mean, is there some vision where Giannis is going to think, all right, we could go 12-2 and get to the 9 seed or get to the 10 seed. Like, I don't know. I mean, Giannis's irrational competitiveness has gotten him to where he is today. But I think, as we all know, there's an advantage. Again, no EuroLeague this summer, no World Cup, no Olympics. I mean, this is the 1 year where there's nothing in the summer. So the idea of him being that rested and that healthy is just so appealing to me when I think about, because I want Giannis in Milwaukee not for next year. I'm thinking about Giannis in Milwaukee for the next 7 or 8 years. And if you're thinking that way, having this little break, I think is just unbelievably valuable. So I see a huge advantage of being able to give him an extended rest.
Got
to
take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Craig, thanks for hanging out with us. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, guys. Happy birthday, Gabe.
Thank you. Craig, of course, brought to us by our friends at Saturn Lounge. But hey, Wisconsin sports fans, Luke Bryan bringing the Word on the Street tour to Alpine Valley September 26th. We're giving away four tickets right now. Four tickets to the Luke Bryan Word on the Street tour, 800-990-3776. Caller 4 wins four tickets to see Luke Bryan at Alpine Valley. Tickets go on sale today, 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com.